week we're in Parashas Mishpatim, the Eilu HaMishpatim HaShetosim L'Fneihem, and these are the ordinances, the laws that you should place before them. Rashi quotes a Chazal, the Eilu HaMishpatim, Vav connects what we learn here to what we learned before. What's the reason for that? To teach us, Ma Eilu Nisinai, Ap HaKoyu Nisinai. Just like the earlier ones were from Sinai, Aseret HaDibros were given at Har Sinai, so too the Mishpatim were given at Har Sinai. But the question is, why does the Torah have to teach us that? What would I have thought if it wouldn't teach us it came from Har Sinai? Why is it necessary to teach me this lesson? The answer is because every country has its constitution. Every country has its code of laws. I would have thought that this is a code of law to keep order amongst the people. There has to be din, there has to be order. Mishpatim are a logical thing that keeps law and order amongst people. But that the Torah tells us now, Yiddish and Mishpatim are different than Goyish laws. A Yiddish and Mishpat was given in Har Sinai. And just like we have an Eichel Hashem Elokecha, Aloyilukal Hemachem Alpanoi, and we have the Mitzvah of Shabbos and so on. And those are clearly ruchni is the elevating things, so too the mishpatim. A mishpat is not merely something to keep law and order. The one Spencer from Shachzat Tal, he said, if somebody keeps the laws of a country, he stops at a red light, he keeps the traffic speeds, he pays his taxes, it's all very fine and good. He's a good citizen. But that does not elevate him to a higher level of kedusha. The Yiddish and mishpatim, by keeping them, they elevate you to a higher level of kedusha. When the Farshim ask Kakashi, the Chayra, one would have thought that after Maimon Har Sinai, the first mitzvah that would be given afterwards would be high ideas, elevating ideas, something that shaykes the Kabbalah, things that are up in the sky, and yet the Torah, the first thing he tells us are Mishpatim, the Dinam and Beinonim and Chaveira, the halacha is going to take place in court. Why is that? To teach us that the Mishpatim also elevate us to a very high level. Mishpatim, they infuse us with Kedusha, because the Mishpatim that we have are not merely the laws that you find in the Goyish courts. They are elevating laws. One of the Svarim brings down also a famous question. If we're already speaking about Mishpatim, the laws of Mammonis, that we should have started with the simple laws, the laws of halvah, loans. You're supposed to, halvah is not supposed to press the loiva, we feel like in Aisha, you're not allowed to charge interest. The laws of Sharshan Agakasapara, the laws of Hezek, those are the normal laws in day-to-day life. Why does it start with the parish of Eved Ivri? Eved Ivri is not a likely thing to happen. It doesn't happen on a daily basis. It's not the first thing that comes to mind with Hilka's Mominus. So why then does this Torah start with Eved Ivri? To show us that the Dinam of Mammon have to do with Kedusha as well. And Eved Ivri, he stole, his Kedusha is lowered to the extent that he's allowed to marry a Shifka Khan. By Yidden, Mominus matters in Ruchnius as well. A fellow stole, Rabbi Moshe is Shifka Khan. How's that possible? He's a full-fledged Yid. He's a Shiksa. How does Shana have to do that? The Torah says, you see, that in Yiddish Torah, something of Mammonus, if somebody's over on that, it lowers his Kedusha. I saw this week with Zygmunt Miller, the pamphlet that they give out, he says, it says, Ki Sikna Eved Ivri, Shei Shonim Yavai. The Torah should have said, Ki Sikna Eved Yisrael. That's really usually the way we refer to it as Yisrael. Why over here does it call him an Eved Ivri? Because the answer is because we find throughout Tanakh that the word Ivri is given to us by the Goyim. The Menachem Melech HaBoshan came to tell Avraham HaIvri Ki Nishba Ochiv. It says he came to Avraham HaIvri. When Yaina on the ship, they asked him, where are you from? He said, Ivri Onoichi, I am an Ivri. And when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Parai, he said, Elokei HaIvrim, the God of the Ivrim sent me. It's only when we dealt with the Goyim that the are addressed as an Ivri, because it's a lower kind of a name. They called us Ivri, we came to Avril Anor, but there's nothing special about it. Yisrael is a name given to us by HaKadosh Baruch, and the Malach, when he was made to the Brachot, that was in Avur. It's a high standard name for Klal Yisrael. But the Vigna Miller calls it a badge of honor. The Mela and Evidri that sunk to a low of stealing, he turns from a Yisrael into an Ivri. He doesn't have that badge of honor. We have to realize that, that the Mishpatim are Dine Momenes that elevate our Madrega to a higher level of Kedusha, to a higher bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unlike the laws of the Goyim. And this is why the Torah tells us, Ma'elu Misinai, Af HaKadosh Misinai. If the Eved says, Imam Ha'am Yomar Eved, Ahafti Yat Adayin Yat Ishti Vaz Bonai, Lo Yaitein Chavsi, I don't want to go out free. What does the master do? He Kisha Adayna Vela Elohim, he brings him to Bezna to ask their Rishus. He Kisha El Adela Zayel Mezuzi, he brings him to the door of the doorpost. The Rotsa Adayna Vesozne by Maritzea, he pierces his ear with a big needle. By Avodah Eliyahu, and he serves until Yahu, Rashi says. So Rashi brings down the Gemara and Kiddush and Avkot Bezim at Dei. Umarah Oizon, he writes up, what's up is the Torah sees to it that the ear gets pierced. Omer of Yahu and Zakai. Oizon Zusher Shom al Har Sinai, Lui Signai. This ear that hurt on Har Sinai, you may not steal. The Holach Vigonav, and he went to stole. He wrote that, he gets pierced. The Farshim ask Akasha, why do we punish the Eved for the Geneva now that he decided to live as an Eved? He should have been, his ear should have been pierced when he actually stole. That's when he was over on Lake Siglai. So why are we piercing his ear right now? Secondly, they ask, when we say Oizus is Yisham al Har Sinai, the implication is the Lake Siglai that said in the Aseret HaDibrit. But the way Siglai that suddenly has that difference is not stealing regularly from a person. The way Siglai over there is talking about kidnapping. So what does that have to do with the other? We're giving him, we're piercing his ear because he heard on Harsinai you're not allowed to kidnap. What size does that have to the other? The Shimon Schwab is up to us, says, I'm already the Kipshah. Somebody that kidnaps a person and sells them. Who is he ba'aveling over here? Who is he stealing from? Is he stealing the person himself? Is he over because he's stealing his life? He's stealing his freedom? Is he stealing from the father and mother of this person? He's taking away their son. Is he stealing from his wife and children? No, none of the above. Because they are not owners over him. Even a person is not an owner over himself. Who is he stealing from? He's stealing him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodei uba'atzmai. Why? A man was created to serve Hashem. When you steal someone and you sell him as an Eved, you are taking him away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're taking away his freedom to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's such a chumadikazach, zayna v'shimachari ma'yishumas, chayiv misa. You steal from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're chayiv misa. The Nehla, the way signals that the Eved is getting his ear pierced, or is not the way signals that he stole 6 years ago. Right now, by remaining in the mansion that he's in, he wants to remain an Eved to a human being. He's taking away his avdus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avodai Haim, V'loy Avodim L'Avodim, you're my Eved. You should go out free now to serve me. Why are you continuing to serve this human being? You're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Daimeh, the Gain of Ishim Acharai, you are stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Melech. That's why he gets the Einish of piercing the ear right now, because right now is when he's over on stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by wanting to remain in Eved. And that's the Shat Oizan Zu Shashama HaSinei Lei Signai. It's the same Lei Signai. Just like over there, the person is being stolen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You, by you remaining in your Masav of Avdus, you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody that hits his father or mother, Meishumas. And same thing, Makalo of the Imai gets Misa. The difference is that Maka of the Imai physically, and he makes a wound or a bruise, over there he's Mechenek. If he's Makalo of the Imai, so then he gets a more chumadik thing of. wo sein. Rabban says, the Hichmu b'mises ha-mekalel yoyse b'mises ha-makit. The mekalel gets a mochum in the genisa. Why? Yitnei she-chei ha-klola motu yoyse. Because the aveira of cursing is more shchiach. You find that more. Yishah-ksil, the fool, kashe yichois, v'yiskate, v'kilel b'malkoyu v'ove v'imay kol ha-yoyim. When a fellow's a fool and he gets carried away in his anger, he curses. So therefore, Ba'aveiru kevimit Yusuf tamid, tzorach yisoy godoy. An aveiru that's found more often, you have to clamp down harder on it. And since cursing, in a fit of anger, a person curses, he even curses his parents in a fit of anger. And it's more shchiyah. There the Torah has to come on it harder, and the mises miskilah. Makovah v'ima is a terrible thing, but it doesn't happen as often. The male there, you don't have to come down on it so hard. The Svarim say, you see from over here, that the seichel of the world is lehetam from the seichel ha-tayr. People have a tendency of saying, well, everybody does it, it's not really that terrible. Here you see other of it. The more it's done, the more the tayr has to come down on it to prevent it from happening. The Imam is speaking negative to say hello. The puzzle goes on to speak about someone that hits his friend. And he puts a blemish in him. He has to say, ayin tachas, ayin yod tachas, yod, etc. Kviyo tachas, kviyo, a burn for a burn. Tetra tachas, potza, a wound for a wound. Chabura tachas, chabura, a bruise for a bruise. His mind is that this Baba Kama says that states that we don't knock out a person's eye. If you knock somebody else's eye out, the Torah is just telling you how it should have been in an ideal situation. But ayin tachas ayin means you pay with money for the eye that you knocked out. Why is it necessary to say all of these things? Ayin tachas ayin, shame tachas shame, yod tachas yod, kriya tachas kriya. The Gemara and Baba Kama has different brushes for each one of these phrases. What do we learn out of but we learn out of Ketzer Tachas Bota, Odom Mu'ed Li'ayim. A person is responsible for his action. If he was Mazik B'Shoyge, if he was Mazik B'Mezid, if he was Mazik B'Oinus, B'Rotzain, it makes no difference. Odom Mu'ed Li'ayim, a person is responsible for his action. The Yerushalmi is Mezid. Let's say a fellow lay down to sleep near Vessel, near Galen. And in the middle of his sleep, he turns over and smashes a vessel. He's chayiv. He's chayiv to pay for it. I lechayra, he was asleep. He didn't know what he was doing. But the very fact that he lay down next to Caleb and he made it possible to damage, that alone is a chiyuv, and that's why he's responsible to pay. I'm going to Shimon Shkuf Zatzal, that a Moizik Alimut from this. You see from over here that even though the Etzem Hezik was not a person's fault, but the fact that he put himself into a situation where the hezek could take place, that in and of itself is a reason to be mechayev. In the Meila, if somebody is mechayev himself to mazikim, like friends that are inappropriate, or movements that are inappropriate, groups that are inappropriate, or a matzah where there could be a bad hashpah on it, and he doesn't stay away from it, he gets close to it, and it ends up being mazikim, even though it happened against his will, and even though it happened without his doing it willingly, but since he wasn't careful, he was mekarev himself to the hezek, and the hezek came about, he is fully responsible. And that's what's learned out of over here. In our case over here, he lay down next to Caleb. It wasn't his fault. He was mad that he was asleep. You put yourself into a situation of hezek. It's the same thing with a bad hashpah. A person has to be careful to stay away from anything that's going to compromise his ruchnius. And if he doesn't, then he himself is responsible. Rabbi Tzadik Rav Shlomo Hoffman said over a maisa, Zeich Tzadik Levracha, when he was a bacher, he learned in Yeshiva's Chevra. And his Rebbe was going to Tzadik Rav Isaac Sherz Nassau. And there was a tkufa that this Rav Shlomo Hoffman felt that his learning wasn't going well. He was trying, it just wasn't going in. He didn't have that chesik, he didn't have that bren. So he went to his Rebbe, Rav Isaac Sherz, to speak to him about it. Maybe he can give him some aces. Rav Isaac Sherz. try to learn. Come back to me in a week, and then if things don't get better, we'll check it out. Came back a week later, provided Chariots to some questions. He sees that the situation didn't improve. Now he starts probing. Tell me, what was your Seder? What did you do when this thing first started? Have any different actions? Anything strange happened? He thinks. He says, Grada. He says, the day before I first started feeling a shock in my learning, my friend and I went to help another friend who was sick. And we went to the drugstore to get him medicine. On the way to the drugstore, we went into the Russian Quarter. That's in Eretz Yisrael, near the old city. And we saw a major event taking place. One of the big officials was going to the Russian church. And there was a whole ceremony there with soldiers marching and a big crowd. We were curious. We wanted to see what was going on. They're marching towards the church. They're marching on. And we were getting closer and closer to the church. And one by one, they go in, and they were told they have to take off their hats in deference to the religion. And we managed to go close up, and when it came time to go in, we didn't go in, and we didn't take off our hats, and we walked away. So Isaac, we started shedding tears, started crying. This Rav Isaac suffered terribly during the war. He lost his wife. He lost his children. He was worried about them, Kaseder, and he never once saw him shedding a tear. And now, when he heard this, that they came close to the church, he started crying. He says, and what did you see over there? He saw very bright colors, whatever. Then we went away. He says, that's the shot. You start at them. You leave yeshiva. What happens right away? Right away, you end up serving other gods. Then you have a pella why the learning is not going good. If your mama saw it, you deserve it. It's a pella. He learned from that. He says that the person is scared of his own hazard by going close to things that he shouldn't be going close to. That's a lima that we could take from this parasha of Tetsa, Tachas, Bota, Odom, Woodley. If you see the chamor of your enemy buckling under his burden, you should certainly help him. Here it says, Yisira chamor seinacha, your enemy. In Sefer Dvarim, Kapitel Chavez, it says, Lo Yisira es chamor ochicha yisharei neifle badera. Here it calls him Saint Acha, and here it says Ochicha. Why the change from here to there? And the Meshech Chachma says a beautiful shot. The Gemara Masechet Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel on the day that answers the question: how does this pasuk over here say Saint Acha? The Moisismus Ochicha Bumalkin. How about 80 years? What shot? Yisira Kamar Saint Acha calls him a Saine. There it is. It means he's a Saine because he did his Varadeva. And some of it, those Varadeva is a Rasha. You're a lot of haters. Dr. Meshach Rachman of Al Yibshad. He says, this Saine Acha, to call someone an enemy because of an Azeira, is only Shayat Kaitan the Chayta Egel. Before the Chayta Egel, Klal Yisrael reached the Madreg of Malachim. And he amarked the Elohim at them, of Ne'elion Kulchan. I thought you were Malachim, said HaKadosh Baruch. They're on the Madreg of Malachim. And if it was someone that did an Aveira, that was very low of an Akinu, or on such a high Madreg, how could you do an Aveira? Then it was Takamutur to hate it. But the Pasuk in the Sefer Dvarim was talking about after the Chayta Ega. That everybody was really Chaytan. They all, their Madreg was lowered. Before you hate somebody else, you have to be very decurating in Aveira. And you'll see that you have Aveira yourself. Asher Levizeh, then it's not much to hate him. That's why over there calls him a chicha. Here, it's talking about before the Chayta Egel, and before other Aveiros in the Midbar. There he's called Saint Acha, you have a right to hate him. Later on, after the Chayta Egel, the Gan Klal Yisrael is lowered. You don't have a right to consider him a Saine. There he's called a chicha. Graces Bikuri Ad Moskva, Tobi Beis Hashem Alekecha. Well, Sivashel Gizi, Bakalev Imai. First of your Bikurim, you should bring to the house of Hashem. Do not cook a goat in its mother's milk. What is the connection over here between bringing Bikurim and the Isser of Basar Vachalim? The Rashi, I believe, is in Parsis Re'e. There's a Niflu because it's an obscure Rashi. He says that Agavurcha was nicer. The Rashi over there says, Bakalevim is not referring to the Isser of Basar Vachalim, although Parsif Shah is. He teaches that Gidi are the young fruits that grow on the plant. If you give Bikurim, then the fruits that are originally embedded in the plant, they will come out and they will grow and they will flourish and you'll be able to eat them. But if you don't bring Bikurim, same thing, if you don't bring Maiser, as he says, then the little fruit, which is the Gidi, will die in the mother's womb. It's never going to come out. It's going to be cooked in the mother's milk, in the nutrition that the plant offers the fruit. It's never going to come out. It's going to die within the plant. The race should be Korean on most of the time. And that way, you're not going to cook the fruit, which is the little gvi in the stem of the plant. It's going to come out and flower. That's shot from Rashi. But I heard of Murray Jacob Shad, Lamarch Banet, he was a Rav of Nicholsburg, once told the Chassam Seifer that he used to have a minig that when he was in the bathroom, he used to read secular scientific papers, utilize the time properly, learn science, or whatever. Until Amaisa Shahoyah, he read something and it made him think of his Van Seifer, and immediately he stopped learning secular things, even scientific papers, he stopped reading in the Beit Kisei. What was it that he read, and what was the pshat that he said? He read that people did research, and they found that if you cook meat and milk together, and then you fertilize the ground with that product, it causes the fruits to grow much quicker and much better. Right away he thought, oh, that makes sense. Rations be kuriyad moshul, tabi beis Hashem aleikecha, overlay sebasam gaziba chalaymiwa. You would have thought, you want to be mekayim the mitzvah of his rezus. You want to be mekayim the mitzvah of Bikurim quickly. To cook meat and milk together is going to cause the fruits to go quicker. And then you can be mekayim the mitzvah of Bikurim his rezus. Talk to the entire name. Reish is Bikuriyad Mos Chumtavi Beis Hashem Alekecha. Or Ava Pikein. Lo Yisivash El Gidiba Chalevimai. Don't be over on the Isser of Basar V'Cholav. Even if it means that the Bikurim will come out a little bit later. You should serve Hashem your God, and He will bless your bread and your water. So the Sefer HaPiriyah, Shlomo Gansky, the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says a beautiful shot here. The pasuk starts out with a lesson of Rabbin. Ba'avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem. Doesn't say Elokecha. Ba'avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem. But then it says, Uveirach is lachmecha, Moshe Yachid. Should it say, Uveirach is lachmechem, Esmei Mechem? What's this lachmecha, Esmei Mecha? It starts with Loshen Rabim, and ends with the Loshen Yachid. Why? Don't say for a period. There are certain people, that even though they have what they need, to have their pinosa, but they can't enjoy it because they know there's other people have more than them. Hey, why do other people have more than me? What are you complaining about? You have what you need, right? So what does it bother you that somebody else has more? But that's the teva of certain people. If other people have more than them, they can't enjoy what they have. Therefore, the bracha is the washing yachid. Ba'avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem. Uveirach es lachmecha. To show a person, if you really want to enjoy the bracha of Hashem, you really want to live happily, look at yourself as a yachid, don't look at what somebody else has. Look at what Hashem gave to you. Don't see what everybody else has. If you're always going to be looking like that guy has more than me, you'll never be able to enjoy anything. So the yisayid of bracha is, the key to bracha is, to be able to be happy, Aber in the bracha uberech mislachmacha, enjoy your own personal bracha. What Hashem gave you, don't look at what somebody else has. A good Shabbos, everybody.
Good Shabbos.
Shabbos is good Shabbos.
Shabbos is good Shabbos.